Good morning, members of the committee and members of the audience. We will please call the Appropriations Subcommittee on Education to order. Administrative Assistants, please call the roll.
Madam Chair?
Here.
Senator Diaz? Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Book?
Here.
Senator Flores?
Here.
Senator Mumford?
Here.
Senator Pizzo?
Here.
Senator Simmons?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Also, if you could please silence all electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. First, we're going to take up tab 4, which is SB 680 on excessive credit hours, surcharge hours, by Senator Perry. Thank you for being here so promptly, and you are recognized.
Well, since I'm chairing a committee that I'm not at right now, we'll make it quick. Thank you for hearing us first. So right now, university students who take more than 10% of credit hours than are required to complete their degree are faced with an excess credit hour surcharge of 100%, or double the tuition for the remainder of their courses. This bill is a pretty simple bill. It just increases excess credit hour surcharge from 110% to 120%, and that is the bill.
Senator Perry, having explained the bill, are there any questions? Do we have any appearance form? We do not. Do we have any debate? Senator Perry, you're recognized as closed.
I'll wave closed.
I wave as closed. Administrative Assistant, could you please call the roll on SB 680?
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Mumford?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Diaz? Madam Chair?
Yes. And so by your votes, the bill is reported favorably.
Thank you.
All right, next we're going to move to tab 3, which is prepaid college plans by Senator Flores.
We are going to be talking about Senate Bill 720.
464.
We'll do 464 first. Great. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you, members. This bill modifies the Florida prepaid college program to authorize that students at a state university or Florida college system may use fees associated with a dorm plan to cover the cost of housing provided by a qualified nonprofit organization. So you could use your prepaid costs, not just at dorms that are on campus, but if there is a qualified nonprofit organization, you could use your dorm fees for that as well. And that is what the bill does, and there is one amendment.
All right, there is one late filed amendment. Without objection, we'll introduce the late filed amendment. Okay, late filed amendment 326072. Senator Flores, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment removes the executive director from the Florida Prepaid Board Foundation. By statute, the executive director of Florida Prepaid sits on the board of the Florida Prepaid Foundation, which is their direct support organization. And so at times that presents an issue because of Sunshine. And so what this does, and this is something that Florida Prepaid supports, it removes the executive director from the foundation, the foundation board.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions. No appearance cards. Is there any debate on the amendment? Okay. Without objection, we'll show the amendment adopted. Okay. So we're back on the bill as amended. Do we have any questions on this bill as amended? Seeing none, we have an appearance form. Brian Pitts, Justice Jesus. You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Brian Pitts, Justice Jesus. I heard the sponsor, and since we and Money Committee, I was trying to figure out, and I've read staff analysis too, what was the need for the bill? They can't, like, fiscally do this another way, or is it a rational cost savings of doing it like this? What is the purpose fiscally of doing it? Also, why do you need it? Can they achieve this some other means? Because it's dealing with nonprofits. So, I mean, can't they conduct that business themselves and get a best rate and deal or than needing this bill to kind of direct them somehow of how they can mix it and formulate it into some concoction or scheme. Oh. Did they come forth and ask for this? So the issue is what is the fiscal purpose of this? Is it a savings or not? Otherwise, you don't need to do it. They can do something themselves and cut a better deal, a better contract, a better entity. I don't get it. Or maybe it's a tax purpose for the nonprofit and it's hidden in it. Well, I only say that because we're back to your Senate rule. And it talks about expenditures, future, present, and what effect this bill would have. I'm talking about the 3.13, paragraph 1. Since you're in a fiscal committee, you have to still deal with that to the aspect of this bill. Ain't nothing in here about it. Negatives plus. So that's, of course, my first beginning while I was saying, what was the fiscal purpose? And is it savings? Is it not? I'm just going by your role. You don't have anything. So now, what is the need to do the bill for the college at all? If you don't have any numbers to say it's better or worse, or if it's more, this is why we need to do it more to pay for the dormitories or the residencies, that we need to do it in this form of way in this bill. Nothing said. So now that question is, well, why is it in the fiscal committee at all then? If it's nothing to consider fiscally on it. Like how I'm explaining. Because it's referenced here. It wasn't removed. It wasn't asked to be removed if it's no fiscal. So may not be a need for it. But thank you much.
Is there any debate? You're recognized, Senator Baxter.
Thank you. I rise in support of this very good bill. This is one of the really creative innovations of how we can provide housing in our universities. And without all the capitalization of it from the state, this is a tremendously efficient move forward. And having bought prepaid college for my 8 grandchildren, just to cast a vision that they need to keep working and learning, it's good to know that they recognize these facilities as an asset of the universities and able to use those education dollars that are reserved for them there for this purpose. I think it really shows the innovative nature to come up with how to deal with capitalization of these things rather than it being a burden on the state to just go out and use general revenue to build buildings, that there's a much better plan, and it's great to have partnerships of this nature that expand the use of our public dollars. Love the bill. Thank you.
All right, Senator Flores, you're recognized to close in your bill that was asked for by students. That's a benefit to those students.
Yes, thank you very much. And I appreciate your support, and we will take Mr. Pitts's concerns to the rules chair as to why it was referenced here. But it was, and so I'm grateful that you're hearing it. Thank you, Senator Baxter. You said it very well. This is a bill to be able to provide options to students. There are several of these nonprofit organizations that run these dorms. Here in town, there's one that's, you know, sort of for the benefit of FSU students or, you know, other college students. And so this is just another way to be able to give those students and those families the flexibility to be able to use their dorm fees, not just on campus, but at these qualified nonprofits as well. And so thank you for your support, and I ask for everyone to please vote for the bill.
All right, Joanne, you can please call the roll on CS for SB 464.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Mumford?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Diaz? Madam Chair?
Yes. So by your vote, CS for SB 464 is reported favorably. Senator Flores, you're on a roll, so we'll move on to your next bill, which is SB 720.
Thank you very much, and this one's really fast. All that this bill does is that it changes Florida Keys Community College to Florida Keys College, and the North Florida Community College to North Florida College. That's what the bill does.
Are there any questions? I see no questions. Appearance forms, we have Diana Padgett with waving in support. Do we have any debate on this bill? Seeing none. Senator Flores waves her close. Joanne, if you could please call the roll for SB 720.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Mumford?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Diaz? Madam Chair?
Yes. So by your vote, SB 720 is reported favorably. Next, we'll move to Senator Bean, which is tab 1 on SB 172 on the Florida Endowment for Vocational Rehabilitation. Senator Bean, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Madam Chair, and good morning, Education Approach. What a pleasure it is to get my 500 steps walking over to the Knott Building. Members, this saves the Florida Endowment for Vocational Rehabilitation from Sunset. Oh, you've never heard of them? Maybe because you know them as the ABLE Trust. The ABLE Trust is a direct service organization. Started in 1990 doing great things. They are not receiving state funds. They are appointed by the governor, and they got a great report card, under 12% administration costs. They put people with disabilities to work. They're doing a great job. Let's save them from repeal. They are going to be sunsetted unless the legislature acts this year. So hopefully we can count on our support for the ABLE Trust.
Excellent. Having explained the bill, are there any questions? Okay, are there any appearance forms? We have Melanie Bostic waving his support. Very good, waving in support. We have Sue Holman. Thank you, waving in support. And we have Brian Pitts.
Thank you, Rosemary, Brian Pitts. In part, I somewhat support it, in part. But it's obviously because there's some hanging problems. Of course, you look at page 4-8, it looks like they got a good, clean bill of health. It looks pretty good. Problem is who in the public see that? It's generating money still. It's under the auspices of the state, nevertheless, because it's housed under DOE. So you know where we're going with that. Yeah, they may be administratively taking care of themselves, but the first thing is the transparency. They spend the money under the behest of the state, wherever they're getting it from. They're controlled by the state. They cannot conduct otherwise. Otherwise, also, you wouldn't be here with this bill now reenacting them. So you have to have control over them. That means you have control of monitoring their money that is used properly. Guess what? You can't do that with thin air. So DOE has to use some resources to monitor it. That costs money. So, yeah, the entity may not be using state dollars, but you are indirectly because DOE got to make sure they're up to speed. Well, how much does it cost DOE to do that, to monitor it? Well, that's what we're in the Pros Committee for, so I guess that's why it was referenced here, because that's what you know about. So how much does it cost the Department of Education to deal with this issue? Did they say, okay, Department, not ABLE Trust, Department says, yes, you need to reenact them. Yes, it's not costing us much money to monitor them. And it was referenced here. I'm going by your rule again, 3.1, 13, 1, future, present, what aspects it may have. Now ABLE Trust, from the Department of Education. Now you reenact it. They must continue to monitor. How much did that cost the department to continue to monitor? Because you reenacted it, so it will be a cost. But we're not going to discuss that. I'm just going by the rule. Now, I can figure that out, but that's not the issue. The citizens want to know how much it costs the Department of Education to deal with ABLE Trust, because that money is being used from the Department of Education. Any clue? Okay.
Thank you. Do we have any debate on the bill? CNN, Senator Bean, you're recognized to closing your bill.
Members, thank you so much. You heard from Dr. Sue Holmont. Our CEO superstar is here. So thank you for your support and your consideration.
Let me close. Joanna, if you could please call the roll on SB 172.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Mofford?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Diaz? Madam Chair.
Yes, so by your vote, SB 172 is reported favorably.
Chairman, members, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Next, we're going to move to tab 2, CS for SB 226 on mastery-based education by Senator Brandis. Senator Brandis, you were recognized to explain your bill.
Madam Chair. Senate Bill 226 expands participation of the mastery-based program to all school districts and developmental research schools. It authorizes school districts and boards to develop research schools participating in the mastery-based program to determine and award credit based on the student's mastery of core content and skills, but requires each school district and developmental research school to amend their student progression plans accordingly, use an interpretation and annotation of letter grades to measure student success in 6 through 12, but it requires school districts and developmental research schools to continue to use the 4-point scale for calculating students' GPA, and it requires statewide articulation agreements to ensure fair and equitable access to students who earn high school credit through the mastery-based program. That's the bill. The goal here is, as we've heard in previous committees, the future of education to me looks like leveling up, and this allows students to level up on a mastery-based standard. So it's exciting, and we've had a lot of success in the districts that already have this program. We're looking to roll it out statewide.
Well, having spoken faster than me and explaining a bill, which is a challenge, are there any questions? There isn't one late filed amendment. Do we have any questions? Okay, so without objection, we can take up the late filed amendment. Okay, so doing that, Senator Brandish, you're recognized to explain Amendment 399290.
Thank you. We simply removed the word pilot from the statute, so it reads competency-based education program.
Right. Any questions? Senator Flores?
All right, so it won't be a pilot program anymore, it'll just something we'll roll out statewide?
That's correct. We already done a pilot.
Okay.
And so we're just removing the word pilot, so it's the competency-based education program.
Okay, any questions? Do we have any opinions forms on the amendment? All right. All those in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Opposed? Okay, so the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Do we have any opinions forms? Okay, we have Chuck Shaw with the Palm Beach School Board. And again, Brian Pitts. I'm going to go for third and final appearance in this committee.
We're just talking about the money. Nothing substantive at all. We just have to understand the title and the purview being. And on this one, here we go. I mean, I'm back to your rule. You know what it is. So I ain't even going to quote it because we know what the rule is on it. Future, present, economic ramification. So look on staff page 3. Talks about those in the pilot. How much it costs? How many on it still right now? It actually says, well, one of them decided to pause its participation of the pilot. One of them, what school did? Lake County. Wonder why. You're changing it from a pilot. Why did they step out? Someone didn't mention anything about that. They can't do it, not enough funding. Looks like the other ones are still in. So how much it costs just one of them? Because you know what? It's got to be monitored. State Board, Department of Education. You got to put in the application, all that. What do you think? That ain't thin air, that's money. And that's, what you're going to discuss. So I ain't got time to talk about subsidized every bill. So now we want to do a statewide. So give me a scenario what that's going to cost the state and the locals to do that. Just give a scenario. One new school board decides to do it, apart from the ones that are in the pilot right now. Now, of course, the ones in the pilot right now are doing it. So it makes you want to think, those are in it right now? Of course, it's mentioned on page 3, how much it costs them each. But now we're going to add on to others that decide to do it. How much it going to cost you from the state grounds? Is there additional carve-out or exception where you can give them more money than what naturally usually from the application process once they decide? Different scenarios, because now it's no longer a pilot. So you want to help them in every way possible to fund this type of program. So you just leave it where it is. You have to give them exceptions of how it can be funded now that it's no longer a pilot. See, you cut when it's a pilot because it's limited. But now it's not limited. So it should be language in there. Now, obviously, it's clear funding across the board. Doesn't say what the scenario would look like. Okay, now this was interesting. No cost to the state, it says. Really? If someone puts in an application, that just started the ching-ching, the department and state board. They have to go through the application process, approve them. It's costing money right now. But it's just there now. It says no impact to the state. Oh, yes, it is. Now, apparently it's an impact because why? It was referenced to this committee. So you know what I'm talking about. They referenced it, saw that there's possibly money, so we're going to reference it. Otherwise, yes, the sponsor could have said, I don't believe this money, take it out. Because remember, your rule allows you, if you think there's no appropriation on something, you can have it removed by rules or the president out of that committee. It's in your rules too. Sponsor didn't think so either. So apparently you believe it's money, but we're not going to discuss, and it's education money. And you're asking them to jump on board this specialized program to do this without saying, we got this money ready for all y'all who were putting y'all application. Come on, we ready for y'all, whoever. Now, okay, so now here's the last thing. It's not going to be a pilot any longer. So now that draws me to the next conclusion. Apparently some school districts have already weighed in and say, look,
if you make it beyond pilot, we'll put in the application as soon as y'all pass the bill. I didn't hear the sponsor say that either. So now saying, okay, you passed this, who other counties are going to do it because you no longer make it a pilot? My assumption is someone has talked to the sponsor and said, yeah, we'll apply for the application now. That we've seen a couple pilots and they went through and only Lake County checked out. So apparently it was pretty good. He didn't say that either. So now the last question is how much money would you need from the state level to do this process for any school district that may weigh in on it? The whole point of passing legislation is you want them to join in on it. Put in an application and do it. You need to have, it needs to be better than that. But thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pitts. We also have Cesar Grizales with the Liberty Initiative. We're going to support. We have Ali Levy Schoonover, Seminole County Public Schools. Alrighty. We have Matthew Choi with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. We have James Mosseller with the Foundation for Florida's Future. Thank you. Do we have any debate on this bill? So, I will tell you, for me, I think this is the wave of the future, and I am very excited to have us move into a mastery-based program, recognizing kids learn differently. This gives them that opportunity to learn at a pace that fits their needs and what they need to learn, and I support this bill strongly. I hope we have success moving it to a statewide level for everybody. So with that, you're recognized.
Thanks. I'll wave close.
Wave close. All right. So, administrative assistant, if you could please call the roll on CS for SB... 226.
Senator Bixley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Mumford?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Diaz? Madam Chair?
Yes. So by your vote, the bill is reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Does any senator wish to be recorded for voting on bills in the committee today that they may have missed? Because we was here the whole time. What a great group. Very exciting. So with there no other business before this committee and with less than a half an hour of the committee meeting, Senator Flores moves we adjourn. This meeting is adjourned.